it was going to get?
Yeah, definitely. I think they playing at North Sydney Oval, you know that one boundary is going to be a little bit shorter, so it's always going to be hard to protect, especially against a heat side like that. They're so explosive. So for us, we'll take the win, even though it did get a little bit closer than we wanted to.
What's going through your mind when a few chances you put up, they get dropped? Is it like, okay, let's really try and capitalise on this?
Yeah, well, Heather Knight actually said to me that I should buy a lottery ticket. But I think cricket's a funny game where some days you get unlucky or you get an absolute seed. So for me today, it was just making the most of that opportunity. And yeah, I got lucky, I suppose. I tried to make the most of it after that.
It feels like a real marked improvement in terms of your WBBL form this year. You've obviously had a few seasons now where you've been batting really well, but you've really been able to take it into the WBBL this year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that comes from the backing of our coaching staff. Obviously, pretty much a brand new lot of coaching staff this year. So for me, the message was to keep backing my own ability, be confident in myself, and you have a look at who's after me. I can go out there and play with freedom because I've got Phoebe Litchfield in next, I've got Heather Knight, I've got Marizane Kapp. Like, the list just goes on to all of our young'uns as well. So yeah, for me it's just playing free and knowing that there's no consequence for getting out.
It seems like not just Phoebe Litchfield but yourself are starting to clear the boundary rope a lot more as well. Has that been a focus for you heading into the season, focusing on small sixes and probably all?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Not only that, but just clearing the field that bit early. I think a lot of teams have known me to be one to play a lot more along the ground, and that's how I get in. But if I can hit them over the top a little bit earlier, it makes them think a bit more, and I'm hitting to some different areas than I normally would. So yeah, I think that's been the real improvement in my game this season.
Thunder are now top of the ladder, I'm pretty sure, which considering what happened last year is a fantastic change of pace. What do you put that down to?
I just think, as I said before, it's about that new coaching staff, Heather in charge. I think it's been a real refreshing idea for us, and yeah, to come away with only one loss so far in the season, if you had told us that last year, we'd have been laughing pretty much. I think it's just been a nice refresh for everyone. Everyone's really clear on what they need to do in the team, so far it's been going well for us.
And two century stands now with Jamari, like a pretty decent opening margin. What's it like batting with someone of her quality? And it's also nice having someone like that you just bring into the competition last minute, a decent local if you get.
Yeah, Jamari's absolutely brilliant to bat with. Not only is she a really clean ball striker, but she helps me out there too. She keeps me calm. She tells me that I just need to get her on strike, and why not? Like, she's clearing the rope every second ball. So, it's been really good for me to bat with her and just learn off her and, as I said, get her on strike as much as I can, and that gets me in as well. So,
what's been the messaging from some of like the leaders and the staff in the group? You've obviously got Lee Simmons coming, but you've got Alex Blackwell hanging around, you've got BC hanging around as well. It feels like a lot of experience has really helped turn you guys around as a group.
Yeah, we have some big names with our squad this year, which has been pretty cool. To sort of pick their brains and learn off them has been awesome. It's not necessarily about the on-field staff around, because everyone knows their role. Everyone has the ability, that's why they're all here. It's more that off-field stuff around learning to believe in yourself, a few attitude changes, and just discussing our style of play.
Have you approached it differently to some of the last years under Trevor and stuff, or have you tried to just build on what you've done over the last few years?
Yeah, it's probably more a build on. The last few years obviously had been a bit tough for us as a whole squad, but I think we had glimpses of what we could do, but this year I think we've just been able to showcase it that bit more.
A few home games in a row now, you can really get a bit of a roll. That if you can get two more wins this week, it really puts you in a good position to kind of lock in that final spot.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to getting back to Cricket Central on Thursday. Our first game there went really well, so we're hoping to try and make that our ground and really dominate there, which will be good for us. As you said, the end of this week, if we have two more wins, it sets us up really well for the back end of the season. So fingers crossed we keep performing and we can get there.
Teller, we don't know the exact return date for Lizzie Healy, but there is potentially a vacancy for the India tour towards the end of this year. Is that in the back of your mind, that there could be a wicketkeeper spot open for that tour?
I haven't even thought about it, actually. Poor Elisa. I definitely feel for her and the situation that she's in. And especially for the Sixers, she's such a destructive player and we want to see her in the WBBL. But it definitely hasn't crossed my mind. I think I'm just trying to do as much as I can for the Thunder, and if that means that it helps me out, then so be it. But just happy to do my job here. Perfect.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks.